Welcome back to the Destiny episode, 14?
Except for Malu. Malu.
He said it ain't legal yet, so don't even think. I can't.
It's been a while since we been back on the podcast. Had some things come up, so we weren't able to record as much last week. But we are back on the ground. We're going to come at you guys with some more dirty dishes for you to watch. I know a lot of you guys have been asking for it. Hit it up on Twitter in the comment section of our video. So here you go. We got plenty of dirty dishes for you to wash today, but first, let me introduce these co-hosts and the sponsor of this podcast, Don. So we'll start with Don. Dom, want to say what's up?
I low-key forgot we were sponsored by Don. yo, what is up? It's your boy, Dom Church 97, a.k.a. Domzo Ball, a.k.a. your mom's favorite midnight snack, and the guy that's about to beat up on B-Souls in this 2K game. I'm glad that we're finally back to record this episode, so now y'all can leave me the hell alone asking where's the next episode.
And B-Souls,
what's good, everybody? Welcome back to the dish. You know what I'm saying? We missed recording the last couple of episodes because our boy SDC was at the all-star game. Shouts to SDC. You know,
yeah,
we out here doing big things. But we're back.
Yeah. Speaking of all-star game, the one player that I wish I was able to see because it's my favorite player, he would have been there, but obviously because of his situation, he wasn't, is Kawhi Leonard. The man's played like maybe 10 games so far this season. And then recently Greg Popovich came out and said that he'd be surprised if Leonard comes back at all this year. He's been out with, like some type of quad injury, and no one really knows. He was only supposed to miss the first couple of weeks of the season, but it's kept him out this long. They say he's clear to play, but he says he's not ready to come back yet, or he's not coming back for some reason. He was out in New York getting a second opinion on it, and they said he's good too, I guess, and he's still not back. So no one really knows what's going on. There is speculation that he might want out of San Antonio. What do you guys make of this?
Low-key, I wouldn't be surprised if he really wanted out of San Antonio, bro.
Why wouldn't you be surprised?
I mean, because I feel like we always talk about San Antonio being a free agent destination, but like when was the last time they really got one outside of LaMarcus, bro?
Wow.
And even LaMarcus, it was LaMarcus.
What you mean? You don't remember LaMarcus? They went out inside Tracy McGrady, bro. What you talking about?
Tracy McGrady.
He tried to ring Chase.
Yo, Rudy Gay, they just got Rudy Gay.
I'm saying.
Rudy Gay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you got the Rockets getting Chris Paul. You got the Warriors getting KD. You got the Celtics getting Hayward. And he got Rudy Gay.
I mean, but at the same time, we all know with the Spurs, we say it's a free agent destination, but only for vets. And they really are a built, not bought team. Like, honestly. LaMarcus is the first guy they really didn't build. They just went out and got him. Other than that, it's a build and I bought franchise. So, I mean, I would be surprised if Kawhi wanted to leave. I thought that was their next, like, cornerstone player after Tim Duncan. Like, they go from David Robinson to Tim Duncan, and it makes sense for it to be Kawhi Leonard. You know, just passing the torch. But apparently, there's always trouble in paradise, man. But, I got to applaud the Spurs for one thing. No one knows what the hell is going on. That's right. How it should be. Yeah. It's in-house. It's no, there's not midgets, you know, talking to reporters after every game.
Wow. Yo, know? Isaiah Thomas, if he got traded there, it would have been leaked by
IT. Listen.
See, what happened was Kawhi was like, and he was like, and
I think IT is worse than a female in college with the gossip. That's terrible.
Yo, imagine if the Lakers didn't trade D'Angelo Russell. They could have had him and IT right now, both. What do you guys think the reason would be for him wanting to leave? I mean, it's not like the Spurs are obviously a bad team. I mean, if he stays there, there's no question that he probably win at least another championship or two in his career because it's the Spurs. So do you think it's because he wants a bigger market, like where he can make a bigger name for himself since the Spurs aren't about necessarily superstar players? Like, even though Tim Duncan, the greatest power forward of all time, he was never like a huge name in the NBA. You know what I mean? He was never like someone that got a lot of hype around him. So you think maybe he wants that with like the whole Jordan thing and him starting to be in more commercials, stuff like that?
I mean, I think it might be a playstyle type of thing. Like, I understand the Spurs, they give him, I'm not going to say free reign, but I still feel like his game is restricted playing in the Pops. Anybody's game is restricted playing in the Pop. So maybe he's just under this new bloodline of players of, like, the great talent in today's game. Like, they just, they can't play within that system. They want to be free. They want free reign. Yeah. I mean, at least that's how I see it. Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of sacrifice you have to make when playing for the Spurs.
Yeah.
So it is really impressive that he was able to look as good as he is with, well, I won't say it's impressive, but, you know, we don't know how good he could be on a team like the Lakers or the Knicks where someone will just, like, let him go out and truly be who he thinks he is or something like that.
I tweeted this on Twitter a couple of days ago. You know, you guys know how Kyrie was starting in on, like, sitting out the season?
Yeah, so you with the injury, Kyrie, what, like, that's a good idea, right?
Kawhi might be like, low key, not a bad idea. That might be what he's doing. And I'm hearing a lot of things about his uncle being in it too, because San Antonio is saying that he's ready to go, but like the other doctors they're meeting up with says he's not, and that's where like the conflict is too. So that's another thing.
So are we finally getting another family member involved?
Injured then?
I mean, I feel like if Kawhi was ready, like I feel like he'd come back. But I feel like he's getting pressured from Pop and the organization to come back as soon as possible.
Well,
when he's not ready.
I mean, the question is, why wouldn't he be ready? Like, it was just a little quad injury. Like Tony Parker had the same thing, except more severe.
But see, that's what we
a long time ago.
I mean, that's what we think. We don't know. Like,
well, that's what the Spurs have said. So maybe they were wrong. It's not a quad.
I mean, low key, only Kawhi knows what's wrong with him. Unless he's pulling a Kyrie and not playing because he wants out. I mean, only he knows what's really wrong. And he did come back and play, and he really didn't look like himself. I mean, he looked solid, but he definitely didn't like Kawhi Leonard. So maybe that's the reason behind it.
Man, so hopefully it's something that he recovers from, because it's starting to get concerning if it's still an injury.
But see, that's why I'm glad that he has the power in whether he's playing or not, because they could be telling him, okay, it's fine, you're good, and it's really not. And he knows his body, he knows something's wrong. Yeah. They just probably can't tell what the hell it is.
And it also, might look go ahead.
I'm about to say, it might look like it's just a quad injury like Tony Parker had, but it could be something deeper that they just haven't seen or they haven't found out yet.
And another injuries thing, are a weird what happened to IT? Like, y'all remember what happened to IT, right? Like, like they were saying it was fine, but then we find out once he gets to the Cavs or before he was traded that it was more severe, that it actually needed surgery more than not. So that's another thing that he's probably worrying about.
Yeah. Listen, bro, ever since the Sixers fucked up the whole thing, bro, we don't trust no NBA. NBA training staff, bro. we don't trust them, bro. Blame the Sixers.
The Sixers ruined our faith.
No one's trusted, bro.
Medical staffs.
They can say everything's fine whole time. You can't feel your feet. I'm good.
Like, what you mean? I can't walk. Try it again.
Kawhi, you're fine. Do you not see this? Look at this chart, Kawhi. You're fine.
Look at these Dr. advanced stats, bro. Chill.
But Pop, I can't wiggle my toes. You're fine. It's in your head. Like, nigga, what?
It's a mental thing.
They treating that nigga Kawhi like Ricky Bobby.
But if he does one out, where do you think he could end up? Like, what would be the most likely destination?
Listen,
you know where.
I don't know where. All I'm saying is, he's an LA kid. You know, he grew up watching Kobe. His game reminds me a lot like Kobe's. Why not? You know, Lakerland.
Come on, what you gonna trade for Kawhi?
What you I mean,
Brandon Ingram.
Hey, listen, bro.
AKA the next Wiggins.
I like Kuzma. I like Lonzo. No, correction. I love Lonzo. I love Kuzma. And I like Ingram. Sorry, Ingram got to go. For Kawhi?
But, yeah, but you're only doing that if
he better.
You're only doing that if he agrees to an extension at the same time, right? Like a
you wouldn't. Oh no, nah, we talking about Kawhi, bro. I'll take him for half. No, I'm joking. Yes, only if he agrees to an extension, bro.
And if you're only trading Ingram,
I mean, you gotta. I think you have to. Give
he
more.
Said only if you're only trading Ingram, you're bugging
for Kawhi. Even a year of Kawhi.
This guy right here, this nigga B-Souls.
What do you mean?
What?
You don't like Kawhi? It's not Kawhi. What are you talking about?
That's what
about?
I'm saying. So even though it's 1 year, like, I'll trade Wiggins even though it's a 1 year, not guaranteed and shit.
Wiggins? You're just disrespectful.
What do you mean? Wiggins is, trading, Wiggins is not a bust.
What? I'm not trading Wiggins for 1 year of Kawhi. What the hell?
I would. What?
What?
It's Kawhi. Are y'all bugging?
For 1 year? 1 year of Kawhi.
Are y'all really sure? But he can still re-sign. Y'all acting like
he can.
But if we don't know for sure and he leaves, was he really worth trading Wiggins for 1 year of Kawhi? Was that really worth it?
Doesn't I mean, just get rid Wiggins' contract is pretty big.
Is it? But see, it's not. Oh, my God.
You got a salary dump Wiggins.
It's a salary dump Wiggins. His contract is not that big compared to other guys.
It's a max.
For a guy of his age. For a guy of his age.
My, for a guy so of his skill.
Oh, my God. He's not making 200 mil, so it's not an actual max. It's a max for his age.
It's a max for him. It's how much he can make.
Exactly. For a guy of his at his age. He's coming out of a rookie deal. He ain't going to just sign a Russell Westbrook goddamn size contract. So, I mean, it might seem like a lot, but listen, he's still developing.
It still is a lot. Oh, my. I'm just saying, if he even develops, right, like you want him to be Kawhi. So why not just
but
get
a year,
Kawhi?
Before a year, B-Souls? We're talking about if it was like
okay, I'll take that 1 year over the next 5 years with Wiggins. What?
What? What kind of sense does that make?
Because it's Kawhi!
For a year!
Yes! It's Kawhi!
And then he leaves.
For a year!
Then what?
Everyone, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and start
okay,
up
but,
the hashtag.
Okay, so let's say Wiggins for Kawhi. Wiggins for Kawhi,
B-Souls
right?
Hates Wiggins. Hashtag it on Twitter. Hashtag it on Instagram. B-Souls yeah, hates Wiggins.
First of all, I don't even know how Wiggins came up, bro. Because I was talking about Ingram.
You're the one that brought it
you
up.
Said,
I was talking about Ingram. I said Ingram was a low Wiggins. Budget.
But see,
you said, no, not you said, low budget, but quote, the next.
I would trade. You said not Kawhi. I would trade Ingram's for Kawhi. And you're bugging. No, don't disrespect Ingram like that, you bastard. Don't you disrespect him like that.
Calm the next goddamn Wiggins. You just disrespected Wiggins.
I ain't disrespect Wiggins. He disrespected Ingram.
You just said you don't want Ingram to be Wiggins. So what's that mean about Wiggins?
I mean, I want... No. Correction. I don't want... Oh, wow. I didn't see the clock. I don't want Ingram to be the next Wiggins because I want Ingram to be the next Ingram.
Okay.
That's why. Okay. There's nothing wrong with being Wiggins, but I just want Ingram to be the next Ingram. Okay. He's already a good playmaker to be that big. So why not develop on that skill? Why not develop on his playmaking? Uh-huh. You know, not just focus on offense like Wiggins does. Wiggins, you know, Wiggins, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Some players are offensive. But I want my guy Ingram to be all well-rounded like he is. See? It's not disrespecting Wiggins, you know? There's lanes for guys like Wiggins. It's called being on the Timberwolves.
All right, bro. Okay. So let's say it is Wiggins for Kawhi straight up, bro. All right. So we're talking about the Timberwolves, right? And you
but
add
we,
Kawhi
thought,
on that team? Isn't that
but I thought we
that's going to win the championship,
Wiggins,
bro?
Though.
But we are now.
Is it?
Yeah. You brought him up.
We are now.
There's no guarantee that wins the championship.
Jimmy, Kawhi, and Kat.
But
that's
what if Jimmy gets hurt
again?
I mean, this is Thibodeau. This is Tibbs.
I mean, yeah, Kawhi and he's about to give out playing under Tibbs.
I'm just saying, I already gave out once. From what I know, once a player needs to give out once under Tibbs, it's over from there. I'm just saying. It's a wrap. It's pretty much a wrap.
I guess what I'm saying is I'll still take that 1 year, bro. I'm still taking that 1 year. Take my chances with resigning him. Same thing with Paul George and the Thunder, bro. Like, I'll still do
it. I mean, that's not that. At the time, Victor Oladipo, we didn't think he was going to be this. So it was like
y'all didn't.
This guy here.
Chill. No one thought it. No.
No one thought he'd be a top 5 shooting guard.
Top 5. Yeah.
In the East. Well, not no, in the league, actually. In the league, yeah. Well, top five.
Let's see, there's Harden, DeRozan, Beal.
Harden's a point guard, but still.
McCollum's up there. He's, you know, you can make an argument top five for sure.
You know, would you still do the Paul George trade, even if he went back?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that trade made sense for both parties.
Low key, I might ask. I try and get a bit more now, though.
But Wiggins for goddamn Kawhi, straight up, that doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah, it does.
For a year
of Kawhi. It's Kawhi. I don't think y'all are underestimating who Kawhi is, bro.
No, I think you don't want the most value out of getting rid of Kawhi. That's all that is.
You get Kawhi for a year, and then what you got after that?
Exactly. Kawhi for more years. If y'all do good.
But what if he leaves?
How do y'all know Wiggins is going to develop?
What?
Have he developed?
That's your counter argument?
Yes. Yes.
I know Wiggins is going to get better, all right? He's 22.
Okay. Has he gotten better thus far?
He's 22.
And?
This nigga Vsauce, I hate him so much. This nigga Vsauce is a professional Wiggins hater, bro. He said he's 22. And? What does that mean?
Has he improved?
I think so.
Oh, God.
He's improved in that role. You got to understand, we're talking about a guy that came into the league, and we were thinking about him being a defensive player, turning into this defensive star. And he's put in a situation.
No defense.
But see, now he's put in a situation where he's forced to be an offensive option. And I mean, listen, he's young. Defense isn't really something a lot of young niggas come in the league with. I mean, even when they are expected to have defense, their defense isn't even as good as it seems to should be able to be. So I'm not going to blame him for not being a lockdown defender off rip. Look at the guy.
It's not even
a
lockdown. It's just he's almost a defensive liability, bro.
No. See, the midget that was in Boston was a defensive liability.
I said almost. That's a
See, no. Almost a defensive liability is Steph Curry. That's almost a defensive liability. What? Russ is almost a defensive liability too. Did you not see that game against the Nuggets? that right there is the reason he's almost a defensive liability.
I love Gary Harris. He just stood in the paint.
He said, "I want this rebound. I'm gonna get this board. Head ass. I need the triple double." I don't even know how we got into this.
I don't even know how we got into
because we're talking about Kawhi for a year. What was the name?
Because you're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just a realist.
So, B-Souls, you would trade Brandon Ingram for a year of Kawhi? You would trade Brandon Ingram for a year of Kawhi?
Yeah.
Would you trade Jason Tatum for a year, Kawhi?
Listen, would Laker fans trade?
No, no.
Would
you
trade for a year of Paul George?
Answer that question. Don't glaze over that.
What'd you say?
Would you trade Jason Tatum for a year of Kawhi?
Yes.
Oh my God!
It's Kawhi.
You're a fucking idiot.
I would trade Horford, Tatum.
So he's not being biased.
And the Lakers pick.
Listen, I can say
for Kawhi right now.
Tatum.
He's not being biased. I know he's not being biased now. He's honestly delusional. That's all it is. He's just delusional. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's confirmed. B-Souls is fucking crazy.
This is Josh Martin, co-host of Hollywood Hoops. Now, like a lot of you, I've tried a lot of these different meal kit services, delivery services, where they send meals to your house that you get to cook yourself. And every time I run into the same two problems. Number one, I don't eat meat, so my options are usually pretty limited. And number two, it just takes too long to make these meals sometimes. So I've been looking for a solution to those problems. And fortunately, I found one in Hungry Root. What Hungry Root does is deliver weekly boxes of healthy convenience foods that you can use to make a variety of inspiring, delicious dishes. All their food is plant-based and gluten-free and comes either ready to eat or ready in less than 15 minutes. You can choose to make the dishes according to their recipes or mix and match ingredients for additional flexibility. So Hungry Root offers over 75 dishes that you can make at home, like their fan favorite sweet potato pad Thai or their cult favorite almond chickpea cookie dough for $25 off each of your first two deliveries for a total savings of $50. Visit www.hungryroot.com and enter the code Almighty, Almighty, at checkout. That's www.hungryroot.com and enter the code Almighty for $25 off each of your first two deliveries.
At first, I thought he was just being biased. I was ready for him to be like, let's not be crazy and trade. No, he really would do that for a year of Kawhi. He doesn't care. Tatum, Horford, and your picks. You would gut your team for a year
for
of Kawhi.
For Kawhi, yes.
A year of
yes.
Kawhi.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So what are you going to do after that year?
Make him stay.
Make him stay. Like,
you going to put a gun to his head be like, listen, nigga, we gave up all our assets.
You're man, saying. We just gave up the next Paul Pierce for you.
Hey, he's going to be better than Paul Pierce. Don't disrespect this.
I'm saying, like bro. Jason Tatum's going to be better than Paul Pierce. Disrespect. To who? Tatum, I know. Why would you even compare him to Paul Pierce?
I see the game y'all playing.
No, but you better not do that trade if you're Boston Celtics or Kawhi Leonard right now.
So you're telling me if Kawhi was available, and we're talking about a top three player in the league, you wouldn't trade just Jason Tatum?
Not for a year.
A year left on his
contract? Not for a year?
No.
Not for a year, no.
No, knowing that you still have young pieces on your team outside
not
of whatever.
Not for a year. Oh, you're not. Jason you might Tatum. Not be getting the
if
question.
You're talking about Jaylen Brown.
Bezos, you're looking at it like this. You're looking at it like, okay, for this year, and then boom, we'll resign him. We're telling you, he's just there for a year, Bezos. Like, just 1 year.
He's leaving?
Why are you asking more questions? Why are you adding to it? We're telling you.
Okay, how many years is on how many years is on AD's contract?
You got till 2021.
Is that 3 years or two?
It's the rest of this year, next year, the year after.
So you're telling me the trade deadline next year, you're telling me you wouldn't trade like anything for AD if he's available?
What? Yes.
What is that? How is that even comparable to this right now?
He'd have at least 2 years left.
Okay, what about the year after if he's available?
Bezos, you're really trying to make this work, and it's not. You're really trying to.
No, I'm just giving like a scenario in which. Like if that's a scenario, like if the player is really that good, like you
I'm
do
not
a lot
giving
for that
up
player.
A future. I'm not giving up a future. Piece
just
like
one
Jason Tatum.
Just one.
For
when he could be part of your future,
could be
for AD.
That's a huge risk.
For AD to 2021, who am I giving
Look,
up? As the Lakers,
this game is a part up? Of risks. Okay,
that's
y'all need to
be
risk.
Back at the bottom.
You mean risk is a part of the game?
This game is
a part of risk.
Look, man, I'm playing 2K. Chill out.
The game is part of risk.
I'm playing 2K. Chill out.
That doesn't even make sense. You said it so confident. This game is a part of risk. Oh man.
Yeah, no. But
you missed a free throw.
If AD
with Giannis,
if AD was out there right now with. He's about to be a free agent next year, and you said, give me Jason Tatum, you can have him. You would do it?
If AD?
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all really overrating the whole potential thing, man.
What you mean? It's not
potential. We're like, overrating your potential?
What you get in return is proven.
That's
man.
A promise.
Bro, we're... Listen,
Kawhi's already there. The promise has been fulfilled.
He might not be
the promise
Boston
has been fulfilled.
Anymore, but he might not be in Boston anymore. He might not be there anymore.
He might leave. Like we're saying, he's leaving after a year. And you're like, oh, trade everything for him. 1 year of Kawhi is great. Like, no. We're not trading everything for 1 year of Kawhi. I'm trading for Kawhi if he commits to staying. Yes. But 1 year? My future is not worth 1 year of fucking Kawhi. Your team's future shouldn't be. It's not worth 1 year of any player. I wouldn't take LeBron for a year and trade away my whole future.
It's not your whole future. It's one piece.
Jason Tatum is a big part of your future.
Jason Tatum is. Thank you. That's a big piece of y'all future. Oh my god.
Kawhi will
be souls. Oh my god. This nigga said Jason Tatum is not a big part. So who's the bigger part of your future? Hold on, who's the bigger part? Jason
Marcus
Tatum,
Jalen Smart. Brown.
They're about the same. They're about the same.
He said Marcus Smart. So Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum are the same.
No, I'm saying Jason Tatum is much bigger.
I'm saying I'm slightly,
but they're about the same. Slightly.
I don't think slightly.
It's one year. It's 1 year.
In 1 year, you know what Brown was doing last year? Not this. I mean, he's improved. Don't get me wrong. He's improved.
Jalen Brown probably gonna be an all star.
What is Tatum doing right now?
What did you say?
What is Tatum doing right now?
I mean, I don't watch Celtic games, so
okay.
I can go by what I know this season.
He's a good defender. He's a great shooter from distance.
He's young. Stop.
Yo, he's gonna be. I mean, if you really don't like Jason Tatum that much, we'll take him off your hands.
This man right here, I don't want Blake Griffin, bro.
He said, I don't want Blake Griffin.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so Kawhi Leonard, to recap this, I'd still be extremely surprised if he were to leave San Antonio. Just because he doesn't seem like the type of player that would do, like, sit out on purpose to demand a trade. Maybe
he's doing it right now.
I guess maybe if he did want to trade, this will be his way of doing it since he is so quiet. He might pick like the passive aggressive way, you know?
Yeah.
Even if he does get, I don't know. He could be that guy that gets traded over the summer, though, that like there's no news about it. It just happens because that's the way the Spurs would do these things, I think.
Yeah. Jason Tatum for Kawhi. Breaking news.
Chill. But I actually want to move the order of these topics around. We're going to move to the next one. We talked about it a little bit. Jimmy Butler came up, knees came up, Tom Thibodeau came up. So Jimmy Butler just went down with a meniscus injury. He's going to be out for the next 4 to 6 weeks after just having surgery, so he might miss the rest of the regular season or close to all of it. The Wolves are actually third in the West right now, which seems good, but then you see the standings, and they're only 2.5 games away from being the 8th seed, and only 3 games out from being the 9th seed out of the playoffs.
That's tough.
And Jimmy Butler is one heck of a player. He's been a huge reason why they've had such a great season so far. Dom, the Jimmy Butler hater. You can't deny that without Butler, this Wolves team is probably going to be about the same as it was, maybe a little bit better than it was last year.
Not true.
It's going to be the same as it was last year.
Not true.
Now, Zach LaVine can't be the same.
What?
Zach LaVine.
Yeah. Zach LaVine still would have been hurt.
This guy. Zach LaVine was giving them 20. I'm saying what they were before Jimmy Butler. I mean, Zach LaVine was giving them 20. Just saying. But
and they were still losing.
That's a problem.
I mean, they were young.
They're still young.
They're young. I'm just dumb.
Everyone's not the Thunder, okay? Everyone just can't have a group of 21-year-olds go to the finals.
It's not even the finals. Just make the playoffs. Just make the playoffs.
Everybody's not having a winning season.
Fortunate. What?
Everybody's not fortunate to have young players to play defense, man. Sometimes you get dealt with Philly's young team.
Everybody's not fortunate to have two number one overall picks.
First of all, don't you say Philly, because that is the only NBA team that I've seen with legit red shirt players more than goddamn college teams. All right, so Philly doesn't count. All right, their rookies, their young guys, been in the league for goddamn 3 years by the time they actually play. So no, that doesn't count. All right. But listen, all I'm saying is with the Timberwolves, look,
Wiggins, and then...
all I know is Wiggins is stepping up. All right. It's the Wiggins, it's the A-Wig show. The Double Deuce is taking over the Timberwolves.
Who?
All right. The Double Deuce.
Who is that?
Double Deuce.
Oh, the Wiggins.
Gotta give him his own nickname, bro. The Double Deuce, bro.
That's awful nickname.
That's the most lit nickname in the world, bro. The Double Deuce, bro. Double Deuce is taking over.
Dropping a deuce at it.
He about to be dropping deuces all over NBA teams. Watch.
Yeah, with the stat line, bro. They're gonna be trash.
All right, watch. I hope you drop 40 on the Celtics. No, but
realistically, though, without Jimmy Butler, without the Jimmy Butler trade, I think it would have been a long shot to say the Wolves would make the playoffs. Maybe they sneak in as the A seed if they did show signs of like significant improvements, and that's a big maybe. So it's going to be an interesting rest of the season. They did win their last game yesterday, but it was against the Bulls, so take that with a grain of salt. And then there's still, what, like 25 games left in the year, 20 to 25 games, so they're going to have to, I don't know. It's going to be scary if Butler doesn't come back. I could see them falling down.
Why? Like, why is it scary? Why is it scary, bro?
Because Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler. He'd be carrying that team.
I mean, someone's going to get those touches. You know, Jeff Teague. Someone can step up.
Jeff Teague.
Someone's actually going to get the opportunities that
Gorgie
he's quote-unquote not been
Shabazz
getting.
Shabazz Muhammad. Shabazz.
I swear, Shabazz steps up more than Wiggins. Tyrus Wiggins Jones is a bona fide bust, bro.
First of all, can we stop putting dirt on the GOAT's name? All right, Double Deuce is about to take over. Let's stop playing like this isn't about to happen. We seen flashes of it the first time.
Flashes.
Jimmy Butler was out. We seen flashes, man.
This is crazy.
For one game,
Dom has evolved into the Nick Wright
of Andrew Wiggins, man. This man Bezos turned into Skip Bayless. I had to be the Nick Wright.
Nah, I'm right? Broussard. What you mean? I'm a real.
Nah. You're Skip Bayless. You make no sense. You make no sense. You react off pure emotional hate for players.
Emotional. Why would I even hate Wiggins in the first place?
Because he has braids.
Braids.
I don't know, Bezos. You tell me.
Because I don't. That's why.
You do hate him. It's obvious. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never like listened to Bezos or ever witnessed him watch a Timberwolves game, it is the most disgusting thing in the world. Wiggins can do
that's
anything
a,
right.
That's a total lie. Chill out.
Wiggins can do anything right, and he just it's just wrong. It's just the worst thing in the world to Bezos.
No, it's not. That's
Bezos
a lie.
Bezos watches Wiggins play with negative goggles on. Everything, just all negativity.
Negative goggles on.
He makes a layup. Oh, I was looking at my phone. He turns it over. Wiggins, your ass. Negative goggles.
Regardless of Wiggins, what do you guys think? How do you see the rest of the season going for Minnesota without Butler?
So 2.5 eighth games seed? Back from the ninth seed.
2.5, wow. Three from ninth.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. They might not be in the playoffs.
It depends. This is what it depends on to me. If the GOAT Double Deuce and Carl Anthony Towns, if they actually develop this year, like if anything, if oh my god,
we don't even know if they develop because Butler has been the
but
guy.
See, and again, now that he's out of the picture, and now they get their shot and their chance to shine with their team. Now we're gonna see if they can be that new generation Kobe and Shaq, you know. That,
you know, you couldn't say that with a straight face.
I could not. Next generation Kobe and Shaq, baby. Are you serious? Fuck DJ Tucker.
You know, you can't say that with a straight face, though.
I couldn't. Come on, I thought about it and start cracking up.
Shaq and Kobe.
It's the fourth quarter.
So you see them staying in the playoffs then, Dom?
I mean, nah, because my Lakers got to get in there somehow.
The Lakers, it's over for them.
It's not over for us, man.
They're like six games out, I think, of the playoffs.
Hey, man, all we got to do is hit that run.
Got to win out from here on. But with the rest of the teams like in the West are playing extremely well too, like lower seeds, talking about even Utah, who's the ninth seed right now, they won 11 out of the last 12 games. And the Clippers are still winning. The Pelicans are somehow still winning even without Boogie. It's gonna be a slippery slope for Minnesota from that one.
Nah, they got stars. They got stars. Right?
I mean, yeah, but they haven't won without Butler.
Mm-hmm. Wonder why.
Okay.
Oh, but another thing we have to talk about this whole Jimmy Butler thing, though, is his knee. It was his knee. And we all know Tom Thibodeau has had a history of players going down with knee injuries where guys lead the league in minutes, carry a massive workload, and all of a sudden their knees give out. Do you think Tom Thibodeau is a problem here?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
It's not a coincidence at this point anymore.
No,
bro.
No, it can't be.
I mean, look at all I'm saying is look at his last body of work, as in Luol Deng, Joakim Noah, and Derrick Rose. Yeah,
Zach LaVine.
Yeah, Zach LaVine.
And it's not even freak injuries; they just collapse.
They, yeah, none of them get hit.
They just break down.
It's scary because Butler just had this first one, and as someone said in this podcast earlier. When you're playing under Thibodeau, once you have the first knee injury, more come after. It's like a proven fact.
Yeah,
so I'm legit worried about Jimmy Butler when he does come back, because I know especially in the playoffs, Thibodeau's going to be trying riding him even harder, assuming they do get into the playoffs still. So it's gonna be scary. I hope that this is a wake up call to Thibodeau, like, yo, I need to stop playing these guys 40 to 42 minutes a game.
It better be. I mean, he's already had like four potentially career-ending injuries.
Yeah, and if I'm Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns, I'm looking at Thibodeau like, yo, you really need to chill because we haven't had this yet, but at this rate, it's only a matter of time. Especially Wiggins, who I think doesn't he lead the league in minutes or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Why?
He's young.
Yeah, that's the Thibodeau's thing. You're young, you got some fresh knees.
That's the thing about Jimmy. Like, fresh knees to break. How is he not being injured like before here?
All right, he lasted a long time. Give him credit. Yeah. Rose only could take a couple of years.
Yeah.
Luol Deng went until his whole body broke down.
Joakim Noah just like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, Joakim Noah just quit.
His body shut down on him like in the offseason. That didn't even happen like in front of anybody. It just happened at his house. He was just in the tub one day and his knee shut down. Like, it was bad.
This man's like, all right, I think I'm gonna need to take some PEDs if I'm gonna play with. Oh shit, I'm still not better. Fuck.
This man Noah legit went from, oh yeah, one of the best defensive men in the league to D League. Oh, I'm sorry, G League. Sorry.
Yeah, didn't he get bought up by the Knicks though recently or something?
Or is he? I thought they were supposed to. I didn't know if they got finalized yet.
That's a big buyout. They're trying to find some loopholes.
I'm saying.
Trying to find some loopholes, save some money.
Yeah.
But hopefully Jimmy Butler gets better soon. Hopefully he has no more injuries like this, even though if he keeps playing on the Thibodeau, it's going to happen. Anyways.
What's good, y'all? This is your boy Justin, a.k.a. Just Blaze, host of Above the Rim. And if you want a raw take on the NBA, Above the Rim is a show for you. With dope beats and entertaining guests each week, we offer a great new insight on all things NBA. You don't want to miss it. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Almighty Baller Network.
Moving on to the next topic, the whole NCAA scandal that came out a couple of days ago where the FBI was listening to phone calls for the past couple of years.
I'm not calling anyone anymore, right? Not hopping on VC anymore.
And they were at like some huge report. They did some huge report about which schools were paying. We're paying players to come play for them, and like this long list of even former players who got paid. DeAndre Ayton, I guess, got paid $100,000 this year.
Hey, Arizona. That's what's up.
Kuzma got paid $2,400. What the hell?
Yeah, some guys just got like a free steak dinner, and the FBI wrote that down.
He got a sirloin.
That's so sad, man. Like these guys actually, like, people like DeAndre Ayton really got 100K, and you come to find out that players like goddamn Kyle Lowry got like 2,700. Like, what the?
Like, what yo, the? If I'm those guys, I'm like, gee, I got ripped off.
I'm like, yo, fuck, dude, what the hell? I thought I was getting a deal. This nigga with the, he with the Arizona, I got 100K? Nigga, what?
Yo, like, imagine the player that just got a dinner.
I knew something was up.
Like, this is how I imagine this meeting going down, all right? So you have the team meeting with the player, and then they have, like, a steak dinner. And after the dinner, the guy's like, all right, this was a great food. I really appreciate this. I'll sign with you guys. But the team was about to offer him a lot of money, but then they were like, oh, he's just going to sell for the dinner? All right, we'll just take this money then.
You want a dessert? Oh, no, thank God. You. Oh, okay. if you say so, all right. You sure? I'm good. Thank you for the scholarship. All right, okay.
All right. Yeah, but it's crazy how, like, and then, what was Isaiah Whitehead got, I think, almost $40,000.
What? Isaiah White, does he even play?
He plays. I don't think he plays on the Nets.
He's on the Nets. He definitely don't get no minutes, and that's sad if he ain't get no minutes on the Nets. I remember when Bennett wasn't getting no minutes on the Nets. Everybody knew his career was over. He went to the Nets not to play. Man.
Yeah, but this whole scandal broke out, so now obviously we're gonna have to do something about this. Yeah. So one thing people are saying is this is gonna force them to start paying players, because this isn't gonna stop. There's no way that teams aren't gonna find ways to put money in these kids' pockets to come play for them. So the only way to stop it from being illegal is to make it legal. Do you think the NCAA will start to look at this and get players paid now?
Honestly, this is the NCAA we're talking about, so probably not. They're probably just gonna
They might have to, because
they might have to.
Yeah, you look at the NBA looking to get rid of the one and done rule. If that happens, more players are gonna want to go from high school to college, especially the best players. You know, so
but that's gonna hurt them a lot. But you know what? A lot of people are not talking about, which actually the might JBA league, happen.
BBB.
Yep. The BBB league. I'm just saying, listen, if the NCAA puts their foot down and try to be stingy and greedy, why not? This is the perfect time to bring that league out. And then the players that want to get paid can go there and play.
With this whole exposure thing, LeVar Ball like, it's time to make moves.
I mean, look at it like this. LaMelo Ball and LiAngelo Ball got their shoes out and well-known way more than Klay Thompson shoes. LeVar Ball did that.
Wait, LaMelo Ball has shoes?
LaMelo
does LiAngelo have shoes?
Yeah, he got shoes coming out. Oh, wow. The Jello ones. They're actually not that bad.
What did he do to deserve them, bro?
Dropped 40 in Lithuania. I'm going to put him in the chat. Hold on. In the Twitter chat so you can see him. But, yeah, I'm just saying, if they decide not to pay him, man, listen, BBB League is there for everybody. Why not go?
Yeah, the only thing is, there's still with that league is it's the legitimacy. You know, how serious are scouts gonna take it? Will it hurt your draft stock playing there instead of the NCAA?
I'm bad on Twitter, so I'm gonna put it in the Discord. Sorry.
What I think the NBA needs to do is they need to come up with like some minor league type thing. Maybe turn the D League, get rid of the D League or the G League, just abolish that.
Not even that. Just put more into it. More invested into it.
Maybe, isn't that the minor league? Isn't that what they're trying to do?
I don't think it's like the minor league because in my mind, the minor league is, I don't know, I think it should be like a, you can only spend a certain amount of time in here. Because players in the G League, I feel like they've just been there their entire lives.
But that's because of how the NBA is running it now. They're not the NBA isn't really invested into it. Like they're not putting their all into G League games, and they should be. They could be. For example, why isn't every G League game on NBA TV at least?
Like, man, why wants to watch that?
But it's on. Like, you have your own channel, your own avenue.
They could. They I'm got just saying you could at least do there. That.
Yeah, you're right. I love watching these old classic 1970s games with no 3-point lines. Those are way more entertaining than young players in the G League potentially.
Well, I mean, terrible. If you do that, if you like have like the if you can get the college players to come play there, then yeah, for sure, put it on. Do that.
But see, what a lot of people don't realize is there's a lot, and I gotta watch how I say this because people actually might go and look and see stats and be like, "Oh, you lied." There's a lot of talent in the G League from like, and this is gonna sound funny, but it's not a joke. Like a lot of people that have Ballers Life mixtapes that were pretty popular. A lot of high school players that had a lot of hype behind them and that just seemed to die out are all in the G League. Like I went through and actually looked through some of these rosters. There's a ton of guys that I remember sitting down watching all their highlights, watching them break ankles, watching them do all types of stuff and saying, oh, I can see him getting drafted. That I just remember like, oh, where did this guy go? And they're in the G League. There's a ton of talent in the G League. They're just not being showcased. And the NBA is not doing anything with it. And what NBA teams are doing is they're taking guys and they'll just send them down there like because they have an extra roster spot. They're just sending them down there to play so they don't have any – so they're not just sitting there doing nothing instead of playing them in actual games. Guys like Thomas goddamn Bryant and Zubac wasted so much – we wasted so much of Zubac's time putting him in the damn D-League. He's been ready to play in the NBA. That spot could have been used for a different big man we could have developed and used for our team. A lot of these teams aren't even using their G-League teams properly. They're just there. Extra money in their pockets. The NBA. It really is. When guys like Emeka Okafor is on the damn G League team, it's fucking time.
I didn't know he was there.
To do something, bro.
Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, the NBA really should there's no reason they can't do that. They don't really owe the NCAA anything, you know? It's like what's the NCAA gonna do? Like say no, you can't do that? Like just make it
no.
Like, you can't rule us.
Make it more appealing so like the top players can want to come from high school, go to the G League where they at least get paid, you know. They make like $25,000 a year, which is still better than the nothing they're making over at college, where they'll still get national
TV. DeAndre Ayton was getting
100K, I'm saying. I mean, a whole time a lot of these guys actually were making a lot of money in college.
All I know is, bro, there's gonna be changes.
All I know is I'm kind of scared for, like, so, for example, how Duke got the top three prospects in this year's top 100 class.
Cash, I'm saying,
like, I feel bad now because now people are going to look at Zion. They're going to look at Sharif O'Neal going to Arizona, so you know they're going to look at him. They're going to be like, oh.
He already backed up.
He did? Oh, yeah, he was like, y'all not getting me. I got my money and ran. You know, my dad's smart. Shaq pulled him quick. He was like, oh no. No.
Yeah, but
wait, so where is he gonna go?
He doesn't know yet.
Mm-hmm. Coming to Tar Heels, but no, we can't. We're under investigation too. Never mind. Lithuania.
BBB.
Here we come. BBB. You already know.
Yo, no, but it is gonna put a like all the big names like did you hear about coming out of high school, they're gonna be under such a microscope now when they like decide to sign. Like this, like every time they like commit to a team, there's gonna be a full investigation run. They're gonna have them bugged, their phones bugged, everything.
Yeah.
It's gonna make players like not even want to come out of high school and go to college.
Exactly. Baltimore. That's why.
Which NBA honestly,
and BBB gotta step up right now.
I mean, honestly, though, like, with a lot of the guys, and I don't understand this, these schools, like, something really needs to be done because these schools are really using these players. Because the players are in these top-notch basketball programs, they're not even doing schoolwork. They're not even doing anything revolving school. They're just basically amateur basketball players. That's it.
They're just being exploited, pretty much.
Basically, exactly. They're just giving free labor. They're just on campus. You know, getting popular, they're on campus, attracting attention, giving you publicity on the team, giving the team publicity. So now people come to games to see them, and they're just playing for free. Yeah. Anytime someone can wear your jersey and you don't get money from it, you should see something's wrong. And I think, and did y'all hear what Jalen Rose said like a couple days ago?
What he said?
He told kids don't play. He said if y'all want to make a message, don't play in the March Madness tournament. He kept saying it. They kept trying to cut away from him and shit. He kept saying it. Like, he was just, don't play. Like, if y'all would really want to make a stand, do not play in the game. And I'm like, dead ass. That's all you got to do. If they're not going to pay y'all, don't pay them. Don't get them paid.
Yeah. I feel like some people, like, view the FBI findings as, like, a bad thing. Like, that's not the case at all. I feel like, even though it was a secret, like, the whole intent was pretty good. Because they were trying to give these players money.
I'm glad the FBI did, like, kind of... It's kind of weird that the FBI was investigating this, of all things.
Yeah.
Because it's not, like, the biggest criminal thing. But it is good they kind of expose this because it exposes the NCAA even more.
Yeah. And not to get too political, right? But while they were investigating this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, there was that school shooter. And they just kind of let that go. I'm like, come on, bro.
That's why they released this. Like, you guys want to know what we were doing instead? Bang. We caught all these schools paying these.
DeAndre Ayton, we caught you. We caught you with that sirloin. Thought you were going to get away? Bet. I got the calls right here. Like a medium rare? Okay. We know you like a medium rare now.
That sounds so wrong. You like a medium rare? No. I mean, it is kind of funny how the FBI just did that hella secretive. Just the amount of stuff they probably heard these coaches talk about too that we won't know about. That's the craziest part.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, they probably didn't even like release most of the stuff. I think this might be going to court. I'm not 100% sure. So I know they just like gave out a little bit. There's probably a heck of a lot more that they didn't want to disclose.
Yeah,
I can't wait to find out.
Right. One argument that I hear people say, I was going to mention this earlier when you were talking about they don't even go to classes. Some people will say, well, the players do get paid. You know how much like school costs and tuition costs?
Oh, my God. Board?
But I'm like, are you serious? They don't go there for school. They don't care about that. They're 1 year there. Most of them don't even graduate. They just go to the NBA. They could care less.
Exactly.
So honestly, nothing would change if they didn't even get a scholarship. Like, right. They're gonna be out of there. They can just drop out. I'm going to the NBA. Fuck you.
Man, big facts.
It's so messed up.
The whole NCAA is a shit show.
Yeah.
And I'm glad something's being done. First, you got the BBB League. Now you got the XFL coming out. Listen, man.
The what?
The XFL.
What's that?
Yeah, that's what you call it. WWE's Football League. They were saying that
Football League.
Rob Gronkowski had.
You never heard of the XFL?
No.
Like back in like what was it? It was either the mid or late 80s or like mid 90s, and into like the early 2000s that WWE had like its own football league, the XFL, but it was trash. So then they shut it down, but now it's getting like re-upped for 2020.
What is it like?
So it's actual football.
Football combined.
No. It's actual football, like regular football.
So they're trying to take out the NFL.
Basically, was the plan the first time, but now they're talking about just having what it.
Why are you gonna take on the NFL?
Because they're gonna have just like how LeVar was with the young players, do the same thing. Well, a lot of people were speculating that they'll do that.
Have
they're
a lot like of the anti NFL.
Yeah, have a bunch of young. They'll just take away the market from the NCAA. They get a bunch of young guys. And pay them.
Wait, so this is gonna be like amateurs, so not pro.
I mean, no. They'll be pro. They'll be professionals, but it's just another league.
Yeah.
And then they can easily go to the NFL. They did it before.
Oh, so it's a way to get into the NFL.
Not really. It's its own thing. It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. Okay, so all right. So you remember the AFL? It was the other football league back in the day. The AFL.
Yeah, I think I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Who was it? John Elway. He went there first before he went to the NFL. He was at the AFL first, and then when it shut down, then he went over to the NFL. It's going to be something like that. Like players can, instead of going to college for 3 years, they can just play in the XFL for 3 years.
It's basically the ABA. Basically,
yeah. Like how the ABA was.
It's professional, but in the grand scheme of things, it's just another way for someone to get to the NFL.
Basically,
yeah,
end goal type thing. Unless they like the XFL more, and they can still stay in the XFL and play and get paid.
I doubt it because they won't get paid nearly as much.
I mean, listen, there's players that play in the CFL, so I wouldn't rule it out.
Canadian Football League.
The Canadian Football League got players, so I can see players staying in the XFL.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll play, but those players will be like the people that go to the NFL and, you know, they would be nobodies.
Don't pan out. Yeah. But, hey, I mean, listen, more football is more football. But I was just looking at it as that aspect of, like, now the NCAA is getting pressure from both sides, football and basketball, with, like, these leagues coming out that can take their young talent and force them to actually have to pay these guys, which is really needed.
Rats, if only we pay them, maybe fix everything.
Right.
Professional athletes being paid. Mm.
And it's not like they don't got the money. They've been doing this shit for the longest. They got plenty of money. The NCAA got plenty of money.
And it's plenty. Like the fact that they don't even let the players take sponsorships or anything.
That's the thing. Like, they were threatening LaMelo. It's like, LaMelo, if you don't get that,
your own shoes.
You got a shoe.
You have your own shoes?
You can't play? What?
Dude, I saw a YouTube video of this NCAA football player. And just because he had a YouTube channel, they took away scholarship.
The kicker, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was like, what? That's how is that even legal?
He wasn't even like a big YouTuber like that. Like, he had a decent following, but it wasn't like
one of Jake crazy.
Paul. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Even if he was, like, what's that got to do with anything?
They're making money. Making money off YouTube. And? He's making money. He's making money off the school.
How is that a threat to the league?
Because this is how, look at it. This is how the NCAA views it. This guy that's within their program, he's going to the practices. He's filming. He's filming behind the scenes at the games. Now, I don't know what he's doing. I wasn't following him before the incident, but I'm just saying theoretically, he's filming the practices. He's filming at the game. He's filming all this stuff that's involving your product, and y'all not getting nothing from it. They're stingy. They're just stingy. They're like, either you don't do that and you play within our terms, or you don't play football. And he chose the high road. He said, I'm not playing football. His YouTube got bigger because of it. And I'm glad his channel did.
At that point.
His channel blew up because of that. And I'm glad it did. Exactly. NCAA is some assholes, man.
That's a fact.
Anyone out there playing sports in high school, bro, don't go to college, my nigga. Pull a little ball. Go overseas, bro. Terrence Ferguson did it. That was the last player to do it. Terrence Ferguson, bro. You don't need to go to college.
Begging,
just be nice.
Get this G League better.
I'm saying.
I mean, this, you can make a lot. They can make even more money. Like, NBA can make a lot of money off that. If they
just give tickets out for free just to get people at the games. Like, make the atmosphere better. Like, I understand.
Make
like
the players want to go there straight from high school. You know, put some stuff.
Or just let the players do whatever the hell they want. I don't know why there's even rules in the first place. Like, bro, if the guy thinks he can make it from the NBA or from the high school, from high school to NBA, it's like, that's his choice. If he fails, he fails. But most of the time, these scouts are good enough to know what talent is and what's not.
Yeah.
So,
low key, what they should do, they should have, if for the G League anyway. Well, no, that wouldn't actually make sense. That would actually become terrible. I was about to say they should have another round, and just whoever you get in that round goes to the G League. I mean, because the G League has drives, but
I mean, that's pretty much how it is anyways. A bunch of players that, you know, don't make it, don't get drafted, go to the G League.
Yeah, but the summer league teams are basically the damn G League teams.
Yeah.
It's just weird. There's G League teams except for, like, a lot of the 30-year-olds that can't make an NBA no more, so they're playing in the G League, so they're not homeless. I think it should just pay the G League players more.
You should look at, like, the whole summer league rosters because, I mean, sure, you have, like, a couple of rookies that you got, but then the rest of people are like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
I remember the hate Kuzma got. Jesus Christ. The disrespect that
I was
man
calling
got.
Them a low a budget Ben Simmons.
I was a like, low you disrespectful. Budget you disrespectful Celtic fan.
But I didn't know he was actually that good. I thought he was just like a.
Yep. And y'all got the Egyptian Ben Simmons, so it doesn't matter.
Egyptian.
A low budget.
I thought it was just like an Alex Caruso type of thing. I was like, all right, he's good in the summer league. You know what I'm saying?
Caruso's nice too. Don't you come to Caruso. Listen here, you Celtic fan. You ain't about to sit here and slander my Laker players. Not on my watch, all right? You and T-Roro.
The summer league can be deceiving, though, because I remember in this, I remember in KCP's second year, he was putting up like 30 points a game. I thought it was like, oh, this is come out year.
But see, that's what it is. That's what it is for a lot of guys in their second year of summer league, except for Dragon Bender, because he's ass. They always, their first year, their summer league performance is probably like meh. Second year, they come out because they've been in the league for a whole year. Now they're playing against guys that spent the whole year in the G League and rookies. They're like, oh, he actually ball. And then he gets on the court with actual pros and your ass again.
Yeah.
Pulls a John Wall.
Wow.
Throw it in there.
Yeah, but yeah, NCAA gotta change. NBA gotta step up the D League and LaVar Ball. This might be your chance. I think that pretty much wraps up that topic.
Real quick though, everybody that was hating on LaVar Ball's decision, take his kids out of UCLA and do their own thing. Okay. Now look at this.
I mean, well, it's,
now look.
What's happening?
I mean, it's still Lithuania, but I mean, it's better than.
I mean,
what's,
at least
what's happening? What's happening?
No, yeah, I'm saying all this know. Drama about players getting paid. You know good well. You know good damn well LaVar would have took some money. You know. Wait. He would have.
When's LiAngelo gonna be eligible for the draft?
He's eligible this year. At the end of this year.
Are we worried about Nathan?
Yeah, you think he?
I mean,
you think he's gonna get drafted?
I think so.
What, like late second round?
I mean, even late first round.
First round.
I mean, first of all, I don't, y'all don't know what the NBA draft is. By the time the late first round gets around, there's niggas you don't even know anyway. So why not?
And they're better than LiAngelo's.
How do you know? If Jimmer Fredette got drafted, LiAngelo can draft. That's all I got.
Jimmer's better than LiAngelo. What?
Is he though?
Yes, why he is.
He's a shooter that doesn't play
oh
defense.
Oh my God.
LiAngelo's a shooter.
So is Kyle Korver. What?
Okay, he got drafted.
But LiAngelo is a slow shooter.
He's not really that slow. Have you
he's
seen
him
play?
He's a 6 foot four power forward that I don't even
he's
know what he is. What is
he's
he?
A 6 foot four shooting
he's
guard.
He's a
Marcus Smart that doesn't play defense.
Basically.
What is
but
that?
But that post game though.
What? But who are you posting up in the NBA? 6'4"?
Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart. Okay, here we go. I'm on the Lakers. I'm facing them two times a year.
I'm just
Marcus
saying,
Smart, get ready.
All I'm saying is this. When it comes down to it, I feel like LiAngelo Ball can get drafted, seeing how there's already going to be Jesus Christ. There's going to be at least 30 guys drafted in the NBA every year that you don't know. You've never seen them play that turn out to be ass.
That's going to be LaBello.
I mean, y'all niggas just haters. I don't
there's
get it.
A bunch of players
haters.
That I do know that look so, good that are ass.
I mean, okay.
That's what the G League is for.
But look at it like this. We're talking about LiAngelo right now.
Right.
Still,
oh, my.
But
oh,
see,
my.
Listen.
It's
listen,
a draft.
Let me finish.
Right now.
One, he's not coming out right now. He's going to come out the same year LaMelo comes out. The reason he went overseas with LaMelo in the first place wasn't just to finish out this year. It was to develop because he has to get his body right. And honestly,
what you mean is
from
his
senior,
body, you got LaVar.
No. His senior, go back and look his senior in high school and his, well, what was going to be his freshman year, goddamn UCLA. He transformed his body, but then he went and stole and fucked it all up. So then, you know, you got to restart.
Not even his body, it's just his play style.
I mean but a lot of, but the reason his play style was what it was because his body type, but, and now he moved. So
I just can't dribble. He just can't dribble.
Okay, well, he has a whole 2 years to learn how to fucking dribble, so.
And then it's still, I don't know what the heck he is.
He has 2 years to develop his skill set to get to the league.
He,
I feel
he has
like he
to
can do
find
it.
A skill set first.
He's a shooter. That's his skill set, a sharpshooter.
Is he, now, or he does he just chuck?
He's a sharpshooter.
Sharp
and now he has
sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter.
Yep,
sharpshooter. That's some high
yep, we're going 2K
right
with
there.
It. We're going 2K with it. He's a sharpshooter that's
sharp
developing
shooter.
The rest of his skills so he can last in the NBA.
He has
not no be a not mean? Be a star, not be a anything like just so he can make it. I'm just saying the nigga can make it. Now what he does after that beats me. I don't know. I don't know. Only nigga I see written the stars for is Lonzo and LaMelo. Now listen. If LaMelo don't want to play no defense, then it's a wrap for him too. But only one I like so far is Lonzo. And that's because he's a Laker. So, it is what it is. I got faith in him, though. I got faith in all
the ballers. What about LeVar's fourth son that's going to be born, LeGreatness?
LeGreatness? That's exactly what he's going to be. LeGreatness. In the 2032 draft.
LeDicky Ball.
LeDicky Ball. Oh, Lil Dicky is the lost ball, son. I missed that. If I lose this game, I'm going to install in 2K.
Anyways, on to the last topic. Cleveland Cavaliers. Since the All-Star break, they've lost 2 games. They got blown out by both the Wizards and the Spurs. Spurs one was just today. The Wizard one was like the first day back, so I think it was Thursday. Dude. What do you guys make out of that? Do you think it's a sign that the Cavs maybe just aren't that good, or what?
Oh, they're good. They're good. Chill.
Yeah, I think it's more of just the collective group of guys they got. They're just meshing, chemistry thing. Yeah. They still figure out how to play with each other, figure out how to play with LeBron.
But I thought they got it day one. Normal.
That was a honeymoon phase.
That was a, oh my God, I'm actually on the team that can win. I'm competing.
Yeah. I think about the first 2 games, I feel like it was more just teams just not knowing how to play them. And now that they got like some footage, they know how to like game plan against them a little bit.
It's like that and like when a bunch of guys get traded like that to a new team, their energy's gonna be like on a different level. It's gonna be like all these feel good vibes, you know, like everything's perfect, everything's great, and then they're gonna play really well on the court.
Yeah,
I mean that's kind of what happened with the Pistons and Blake Griffin. They won like their first 5 games, but then since then it's been like, you know, it hasn't looked good. So
yeah, that's the same thing with IT. Every time he's come onto a new team, first game he's like, oh shit, IT's looking nice.
Isaiah Thomas' first game with the Lakers, he was like, oh, he's back. It was Cleveland, and then.
Like, never mind. He's still trash. He's still trash.
Bro, I absolutely hate IT now, bro. Mm.
I don't even know what he's been doing his last few games. What did he do?
That's what he's doing. He's doing
4 of 11, 17 points. I mean, that's better than he ever most of the games with Cleveland.
But no, it's not even. It's the way he's playing that's pissing me off. This nigga shoots every time he touches the. I missed the free throw. He shoots every time he touches the ball, bro. It's the gayest thing in the world.
He said it's the gayest thing in the world.
Bro, every time he touches, literally, you don't understand. He will get the ball and say, you know what? I understand I'm a 5'9 midget surrounded by 6'7 niggas, you know? I'm going to pull up for 3 on the go. You know, there was no screen set. The man's still on my ass, but I'm going to pull this 3 because that seems like the right thing to do. You know, that's just the right thing to do. Just pull this 3 with niggas draped on me. I barely get it over them because I'm a midget. And you know, let's not let Ingram play make for the team. Let's not let Lonzo play make for the team. Let's just shoot the damn 3-pointer for no reason because I want my money in the offseason because I'm not going to be a Laker because I'm ass. Fuck Isaiah Thomas. They'll make the playoffs because IT. But that was off topic. I'm sorry.
Okay. I ain't gonna say IT ain't the only reason he gonna make the playoffs, but
nah, he is. Bro. He's the only reason. IT's the only reason we're not making the playoffs, bro. It's only IT. It's his fault. I'm blaming him like LeBron was.
Yo, Isaiah Thomas came out and said today that he thinks the Cavs trading him was a panic move.
Thinks a lot of things, bro.
This nigga thinks way too much. That's
not
he
even
is.
Thinking. He's just speaking.
I got a voice.
I'm IT.
Let me see. Yeah, so he basically said they shouldn't have traded him after just 15 games.
I mean, he also said the Celtics didn't win the trade. You know.
Yeah. Man, I gained a lot of, you know, I don't want to say respect for Rondo, but Rondo is so right, like, just looking back on it. Like, when the Celtics were about to give a whole tribute to Isaiah Thomas, I don't know exactly what he did to deserve a tribute.
He did a lot when he was there, but... I think he did deserve one. It's just not on Paul Pierce Day. I'm like, chill out.
I mean, if bro, you give the him Hawks a tribute, gave you're the like White lowering Howard. The standards for tributes.
But tribute video standards are already lowered. Dwight Howard got one for the Hawks. Like, who Zach cares?
Zach LaVine just got one yesterday.
Like, they're giving everybody a tribute video just to be nice. It's just a way to pay respect for your time there. It's not even about, oh, this is what you've done. Like, it's not even about that no more, honestly. I feel like tribute videos initially were about that, but now it's literally just the way to tell the player, thank you for playing here, even if it was for like half a damn season. I wouldn't be surprised if Cleveland gave him a tribute video. No, stop. He go there next year. It's just two seconds of him.
Magic.
Not even that. It's just his intro into the games, like one intro they did, and then it just says, thank you, IT. That's it.
He's going to get booed when he comes back. I can already see it.
Damn.
He's going to get booed in Cleveland. Watch.
He
are
has.
They, are they playing Cleveland? In Cleveland this year?
I don't know the Lakers.
I think we already did. We already play them. I'm trying to think. We
played them once. Have the Lakers played them once, right?
I think. LeBron we have. We only played them once. So yeah, we got them again. That was in LA. Yep, it was.
So I think we got them.
Oh yep. March 11th.
Oh wow!
So just in a couple of weeks.
Ooh. We're gonna see IT make his return.
IT about to try. I can already see Isaiah Thomas.
Where's my tribute video at?
Are they really gonna give him a tribute video? Not a tribute. Do y'all really think he's gonna get booed?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that would be the funniest shit in the world.
After 15 games, they start booing.
I remember his first game back when they called him off the bench.
Standing ovation.
They're like, "Yes, IT." We were winning without you. Now we have you. Yes.
Bezos is an asshole.
It's true.
And then that shit imploded. That shit imploded.
And like after the first game, then it was like a second game. All right. He still got to get back. And then third game, fourth game, fifth.
And it's like something's not right. Something's a little bit off here.
Oh, 2 for 13. Whoa.
He's calling everybody out. He says, we don't practice. Yo.
He said, yo, whose man is this?
He said they should trade LeBron and make me the franchise player. Okay.
That's something you really would say, too. I can see it.
He was like, LeBron, he had his run here. He brought him a championship. Now it's my turn.
Jesus.
It's my time. Know what time it is? What you mean?
Yo, but so yeah, back to the Cavs though. I don't think they're gonna be fine still. They're still adjusting. I don't think it's like they've been figuring it out. Maybe they have a little bit, but it's just something that they're gonna adjust to. They're gonna get better as a team. I mean, they have LeBron. They have LeBron, they have shooters, they have Tristan Thompson.
Yeah. It's just funny seeing all the people that overreacted just like silent.
Where
y'all at now? Chill.
They're so good. They're gonna beat the Warriors.
Larry Nance, underrated player.
They're so deep.
They're so deep. You know what I'm saying? LeBron with role players is the best combo you've ever seen.
They said LeBron with role players in Cleveland. The last time you saw that was 07.
Not 2010.
And you remember what happened 07. Then?
Oh, Jesus. Low key though, like, listen, I ain't trying to be that guy here, but if Kevin Love comes back even a little bit with a little bit of consistency,
You don't know what.
Cleveland's looking like a problem for them. Let me stop.
Kevin Love ever performed well against them?
First of all, don't you disrespect the GOAT, Kevin Love. He is the greatest white player this millennium has ever seen. That means what it means. The greatest white player in the 2000s. What do you mean? What does that mean?
Steve Nash.
Canadian. He's not Caucasian.
I like Kevin Love as a player.
He's Canadian. He's not Caucasian. What do you mean? Oh my
God. That disrespect.
I mean American Dirk? White. He's German. You're racist.
What?
You're going by skin tone. I'm talking about ethnicity.
Now white?
I'm talking about Caucasian. No, that's racist.
What is white?
Oh my god.
Caucasian. Caucasian white. American white. Sweet wow. Home Alabama.
Oh my god. Sweet Home Alabama.
That's the white I'm talking about, baby.
And I'm racist.
That's a song. What are you?
Hold up, dogs.
You said Dirk's white. Nigga, that's racist. He's German.
He is white. What?
He's German.
Oh my god.
That's racist.
Russians are white too. What? What?
That's racist.
Yo. Dom. Speaking of racist. I remember when you were talking about the Black Panther, like you're talking about how, you know, some of the people in the audience would be people who shouldn't have been there in the first place, who would never go see a Marvel movie in their life, but because it's the Black Panther, they would be there.
Yep.
I've had to see the Black Panther 3 times.
And every time it was a bunch of people there that shouldn't have been there, right?
Yes. And the same scenes every time. Remember, this is going to be spoilers. I know you haven't seen the movie yet, but if you haven't seen the movie yet, then, you know, your life's probably not worth mentioning. But anyways, you know, the time where the rhino, I don't remember his name. The rhino guy was like, would you kill me for the country or whatever?
And
he was like, yes. They went crazy every single time.
Oh!
Yes. And then, like, they all felt like this, a lot of compassion and, like, sympathy or, like, I don't know what the word is for Killmonger. Like, when they were, like, showing his childhood, it was like, oh,
that was sad.
Dang.
That was sad. That was sad.
But... it was just like the people that were doing it. Like, I know if this was like an Avengers movie, they would not be in the audience.
So Thor's basically, mom just died.
Basically, everyone, all of our viewers that cannot read subtext, let me domify what he just said for you. There were a bunch of black people at the Black Panther movie ruining the movie. That's what happened. Let me bring it. And yes, I am black, and I have the right to say this because we always do this. We take things out of proportion. Yes, it is a Black Panther movie. Yes, the movie is in fictional Africa. Yes, it's Black History Month. But you niggas don't need to be out here in daishikis. Fucking rain dancing in front of the goddamn theater like some damn maniacs.
God, it's for the culture, bro. It's for the culture.
Like, what the... Like, the shit I'm seeing people do for black... Like, this shit is so... I called it before the movie came out because I know black people. I knew this would happen. You niggas is wearing... When I seen... Listen, I seen a meme. There was literally at least 15 black people in dashikis with legit man... Like, legit 6-foot African drums walking through the theater just... going berserk and dancing.
Black Panther!
I've never seen so many white people look so scared for their life at a non-threatening situation. Like, they were so safe, they still looked startled and scared because niggas lost their damn mind over a Black Panther movie that they didn't even know existed a month ago in January. Like, until the trailer came out. You didn't even know who Black Panther was.
They probably think it's a documentary. Based on a true story.
Damn, Killmonger, he's a real...
And listen, you want to know how I know for a fact a lot of these motherfuckers wouldn't even have been at the movies? Because Black Panther was in the newest Avenger movie, and no one knew that, because they didn't watch it. That's the saddest part. They thought this was the first time he was in a Marvel movie. He was in the last goddamn Avengers, and no one knew at all. No one even bothered to notice. That's my deep fryer, the goddamn episode. The same one from that episode. You motherfuckers is ruining Black Panther for a lot of people, bro. Like, not even that. You're ruining Black History Month. Like, a lot of y'all are ruining Black History Month. This is terrible.
Oh, shit, they're playing The Weeknd? Oh, shit. It's like, what? Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. And another part where they always went crazy was when, like, the gorilla guy, the king gorilla guy, I can't remember his name, Mboku or something like that. The FBI guy would try and talk, and then he like they start like barking. They went crazy every time that happened. I was like, "Yo,
what? That was hilarious, bro."
It was hilarious, but it was like the way that some people reacted. I was like, "Yo, yo, chill out."
Yo, what the fuck? When I watched, everyone was silent because there's a lot of white people here.
Yep, Bezos live in Boston. Speak hope niggas in Boston. All right, unless you playing for the Celtics, he ain't about to be in Boston like that.
It's like, ooh, snow. It's my favorite part.
And you know, Bezos went. What? He went to go see Black Panther. Went no dashikis. Niggas was. Do y'all know niggas was selling like plates of food in the theater?
I saw that. I was like, it's not that serious. It's not that. Chill out.
No, that's not that serious.
Have a family that's reunion not that serious. In the theater to see Black Panther.
Bezos, they sold plates of food in a movie theater. What do you mean that's not that serious?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, bro, it's not that serious. You don't have to sell
food. Oh, you're talking about
them. Okay, was it cornbread and collard greens?
Probably. That's now we're just being racist. that's kind of, we actually took a step. That was.
Well, like, no, oh,
that kind of that was a step too far. It's 2018. Okay, you cannot just assume what you cannot
what
just
stereotype they were making in
exactly. This you cannot stereotype their food because but of their skin tone.
That's a question. Was it though?
I don't know, nigga. It was in foil.
It was.
See, yeah.
I've gotten my share of foil plates. I've gotten my share of foil plates.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.